The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Hey, I always enjoy talking to your partner.
He's wonderful. He really is. I mean, as my partner, he's wonderful. As my friend, he's wonderful. But between him and Madeline, it's been a great morning. It really has been. These two of them, you know what's going on, and I see it more and more with the pandemic, what Christina is putting on, is people that make sense. And I don't mean we don't normally have people make sense, but sometimes at a time like this, we have to be a little more conscious of what's going on. We can't have those more fun-filled guys that I'm dying to have them back. Touchy-feely, whatever you want to call it, because they're so interesting and fun. But right now, you know, whether it's your money, whether it's your health, Madeline talking about domestic violence, Tom Suozzi talking, I mean, all the people that have been coming on talking about things are very, very important to day-to-day life that's going on. And eventually be over, whether it's going to be August or September or October, and we're all going to be together in a studio chatting about everything. And a little bit more, you know, return to normalcy. In fact, the other day, the only thing that continues to be normal is I saw pictures of Shea Pepe. I think it was Shea Pepe.
Shea Pepe.
Shea Pepe. So that hasn't changed in the least. And for anybody who's listening and don't know who Shea Pepe is, Christina had that was Father's Day, right?
Yes,
Christina?
Yes. So it was Shea Pepe from, if everyone knows in the quarantine, that's something I've been doing, is just bringing restaurants to my backyard and kind of transforming it. So, you know, we did Mexican one night, we had a diner, I did a tea party, and then the latest for Father's Day, because my father and I, we love A Bronx Tale. So when I was a little girl, that was like our movie.
Oh, that's where it came from. Okay.
So I figured I would play Sinatra music and, you know, really set the whole ambiance. And it came out really, really cute. So that's what I've been, you know, putting my creativity and channeling my anxiety into, you know, doing these things. So.
Right. You have to do something at the end of the day And I'm going to go back to Madeline Singus just for a minute. And I was very serious. Like, I talk to my mother-in-law maybe once a week. My wife talks to her every day. But honestly, maybe it was a month ago. I said to her, I said, you know, your daughter's actually fun. She's nice to be with. But it was a joke, except that, like, when I finish my day, we'll go home. We don't necessarily have dinner. We have cocktail hour, which is not drinks, but we'll have hummus and, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's what we eat and we pick, and then we'll watch TV. And she likes to watch the political stuff. And I say, I can't watch this stuff, please. I'm sick of it. Just put on Seinfeld, put on something funny. But it wouldn't have existed. So you have to find the good in the pandemic, because otherwise I would probably be out most nights. I mean, other things being in my situation, maybe I wouldn't be, but normally I'd be out. But actually, and go to Otto for a second, weren't your grandkids coming in?
Well, actually, I had a very interesting week. I ate out twice.
Yeah, I don't mean Otto going
strong. Outside the dining. One night.
Where'd you go? Can you tell? You can tell, right? Yeah, where'd you go?
Well, last Thursday, I went with my one daughter from Mineola, our granddaughter, who's been on the show. And we went to this, I guess I can use the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Memories in Mineola, which has a backyard, which we sat in. It was very nice. It worked out great. The day before that, I went to the old trading post, which is in New Hyde Park. And it used to be called Henry's years ago. And we were outside there, and it was excellent. And people were abiding by the rules, put mask on. If you had to go to the boys' room or the girls' room, tables were apart. People
now, could you put a mask on and then go to the girls' room, or no, they still
you had to go to the bathroom, you had to go inside, so you would wear the mask when you went in.
Right, right.
And then one night I was at my other daughter who lives in Manhasset. We had a Father's Day barbecue there. Then nice. I had another daughter who lives in New Hyde Park, and we had a barbecue there. All, you know, outside. Luckily, the weather's been pretty decent as far as outdoors goes. You know, we could have like a rainy stretch of 10 days.
Yeah, no, it's been
warm. I just
warm,
said that because Otto's been saying that from the beginning of this. And I was just talking about you, Otto, this weekend with my family because I was saying, you know, because it's so true. You know, that's a really nice thing about this stint is that luckily we've been able to do a lot of things outdoors. So hopefully it continues because that it's so great to be able, I'm telling you, because I've done it, you know, I went to a couple of restaurants myself. And it's just so nice to be at a restaurant. It really is.
Yeah, I mean,
you went
to
Pebbles or something.
We went last week, John. We talked about. I went to Montauk. Jay and I drove out to Montauk.
Where'd you go?
We went to the Clam Bar to get lobster rolls. That's like our favorite thing in the world. And then we hung out. We went to the beach, and then later on, we went to dinner at another restaurant. And I love eating outside anyway, so this is so perfect for me because in general, I always prefer a table outside. So we did that. Then we went to
Pop. Just interrupt you. How'd you find the places? Full or?
So the Clam Bar, it felt exactly like the Clam Bar always feels because they have a couple of tables. I mean, there was definitely less tables. And it's interesting because you really see, I mean, people are taking it serious, you know, as far as, and the cleaning of things, you know, because my husband was like hyper aware of all that going on. And it was definitely, you know, we lucked out, I think, because the season hadn't fully kicked off in Montauk. You know, it's still kind of June. It's not as crazy as like, it normally is in July and August. So we didn't really have to wait, which was nice. And then we did a Pop Seafood Shack, which is out in Island Park. We did one day. That was a bit of a wait. So you just have to like time these things. I did Barefoot Peddler outdoor dining, which is in Greenvale, which was really, really nice. They create these nice little like ambiance. There was like some palm trees, some tiki torches. So businesses are really trying, and I have to, you know, give them credit for this. And it's people look so happy to be out. You know, I just was like, my favorite thing to do is a restaurant. I just like stare at like what everything that's like going on around me. And it was just nice, you know? So like I said, there's precautions and they're strict about it because I saw people getting in trouble if they got up without, they said, you know, if you want to walk through here, you need to have a mask on. So I feel like we all play our part. We can like do these things safely and kind of gain some kind of little normalcy. So that's
we actually went to church.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the church was very rigidly set up. Every third pew or whatever it was, they had tape across the aisles so you couldn't go in. And then within the aisles that were open, they had other tapes to keep people from going to the middle. So you would have, you know, they had, I think they can have 25% capacity.
Right, right.
And, you know, it worked out fine.
No, it's weird. You know, obviously at first when you do these things, it's like you're, it's like a weird feeling because it's certain, you know, but the bottom line is you got to just kind of roll that. I walked the Long Beach Boardwalk this weekend and it was really, really nice because everyone was like really respectful with their masks and they had the benches. It was like every other bench was open, you know, the other ones were like taped up. So there was people like just sitting on benches and, you know, it's like a little weird, obviously, but the bottom line is I'd rather be able to like get out there and do certain things. And if I have to wear a mask, you know, so be it. So that's it.
I'm agreeing with you there. To be able to get out and go about.
Yeah.
And put the mask on for yourself. I mean, it doesn't hurt to be safe. And everybody should. I mean, and these situations where people are fighting not to put one on, I don't understand.
I know.
The mentality behind somebody. What's the big deal? Put the damn thing on and get it over with.
There's a mentality, it seems like you're taking away their rights. You know, and I guess we're all entitled to an opinion, but you are forcing your rights on other people by maybe putting them into a more dangerous health situation.
100%.
You know, I don't get that, but.
And we're not making those kind of things up. I mean, two people have a mask on. It's so much better than neither. And then I don't remember, I was telling my wife, I don't remember, one person has a mask on. So I don't know if it's better for the person who's wearing the mask or the person who isn't, but that's not the point. Both of you should have the mask.
It's really to protect, obviously, you, but it's still going to protect you regardless, you know, because there's all these experiments I saw online. It was showing even just a simple, I mean, and we're talking just a face covering. We're not talking about like some kind of high-tech, you know, mask. So whether it's a scarf, I mean, I've seen people with like t-shirts like wrapped around them and stuff. So it's really just, and it's amazing something like that, what kind of difference it really can make. So
I mean, you know, reality is it a wonderful thing to have a mask on?
Not
particularly.
Yeah, no. It's very uncomfortable.
You know, if you wear like sunglasses, they steam up sometimes.
Right.
You know, so, okay, fine. That's not perfect. So you like raise it a little bit when there's a little break in the action and the steam goes away. Breathing is a head more difficult if you're walking on hills or whatever.
But that's important because that's becoming,
there's no question about
that's becoming an issue too. Like people and like,
It's a trade-off.
But also if you're not, you know, which I feel like sometimes people like miss in translation, you know, if you are not going to, if you're not in like, you know, 6 feet near someone, you know, so if you're walking by yourself, you don't need a mask on. You know, if you're alone in your car, you probably don't need a mask on, you know, like, so there's, it's certain things that I feel.
Or you're with your wife or you're with your family member. I agree. I mean,
you know, so there's certain things I feel like some people get like a little like, you know, freaked out and stuff, and it just makes it a little more stressful, everything. But what's exciting in North Hempstead, because we are, you know, currently in phase two, hopefully tomorrow we're going to get into this phase three of everything, which is like nail salons and different personal care kind of things. Indoor eating is supposed to start. You know, obviously it's going to be limited, but that was exciting too. But right now, what the town is doing is they're issuing a lot of outdoor seating permits. And on top of that, which I think is
outdoor what?
Outdoor seating for the restaurants are expediting.
To increase the number.
But what
they're
also doing is that certain local parks in North Hempstead, they put tables. So you're able to go to a restaurant that is nearby and get takeout and sit with your family at these tables. And I saw pictures and it's really, really nice. So these different parks are the Town Dock in Port Washington, Mary Jane Davies Green in Manhasset, Blumenfeld Family Park in Port Washington, Martin Bunky Reed Park in Westbury, and Clark Botanic Garden in Albertson. And each of these locations, they actually have a bulletin board up that has all different menus of places, local businesses that are nearby. So you can kind of see that, and they're allowing six people at a table for no more than 90 minutes, which is really nice. You know, I think
do you have to make a reservation for that table, or you just
get there? You just get there. Yeah, it's just because it's just like a park, you know. So if there's tables around, you're able to do that. So,
will the restaurant deliver to the table in the park?
Hey, they probably will. I mean, so many of these restaurants. You know, because I've been doing that for a while, you know, getting like delivery, and I do like the contactless delivery. So I'm sure. Listen, I think like there's a lot of businesses that are trying to do all different kinds of things, you know. So,
you know what? It's innovative, and I'm sure they're going to come up with something. But right now, we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.